morning. Good morning.
Tricky.
Rhythm, chill out. Is that your show, bro?
Tricky. Good morning, fiancés.
Morning, y'all.
How are we this fine Thursday?
As you can see, we are a pair of giggle monsters, and I'm not sure what that means for the rest of the show.
Unsure.
Yeah. But hey, starting the Thursday morning off with laughs in this economy, I think is the way to go. So you guys are in the right place.
Not in this economy.
Literally, everywhere.
I think I'm just delirious. Do you think that might be?
I don't know. I you know, you had me laughing on the way in here, too. So I've been giggle boxing, too.
Okay.
Yeah. But in this economy, it's literally the period for every sentence for me on social media. So you probably heard me talk about this before. And for anyone that's unfamiliar with the DJ world, I will explain.
Mm.
The majority of us are using a program called Serato.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, Serato came up with a sync feature. So as a DJ, you want to transition from one song to the next. Sometimes DJs are picking songs that are so far away in BPM that the transitions are terrible. You have to speed up one song and slow down the other to make it work. The sync button does this for you automatically. And a lot of DJs mm-hmm. are like, oh, this is cheating. And it's just like, okay, all right. So no matter what happens, if any DJ mentions sync in any part of their transitions or mix or anything, it's like, oh, never use the sync button. Never.
Interesting.
So Serato posted
such a purist.
Yeah, exactly. They shared a tutorial video from this woman DJ that explained how she uses the sync button, and it was dope. And I was like, oh man, that's interesting. That's
seems something like I do manually. Reason to use it.
Yeah, that's something I do manually, but that's really dope. And people were in the comments, oh, never use sync. And I'm like, it's 2025. Y'all still talking about I never use sync in this economy?
Not in this one.
Not in this economy, guys.
You gotta find a way to make it easier on yourself. It's just like, a little bit.
Under our current administration, this is what you're doing? Complaining about the sync button?
It's an interesting way to start your day.
Yeah. For real. Speaking of interesting ways to start our day, we got some texts already.
Oh.
Matt.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thought this was a good way to start off the show.
And with the giggles?
This photo of a Tesla with the bumper sticker. I bought this before I knew Elon was crazy.
Wait. Okay. Have y'all seen the Teslas where people are like rebranding it and throwing a Honda Civic, like the signage from different cars on it?
No. Wait,
I don't know where now? I stumbled upon this thread, like if it was actually on Threads or if it was Instagram or what, but people are like putting different decals on their Teslas so that it doesn't say Tesla. I mean, it's obviously a Tesla, right? But then it's like a Mazda emblem or Honda.
This is
like,
awesome.
It's hilarious.
That's the way to go.
I don't know. I don't know. Like,
I love that. I love that. I mean, you're locked into a car payment. It's not easy to say somebody, get rid of your Tesla. You going to give me another car? You just going to hand me another car? You got another car sitting somewhere? I'm paying into this. Fixed income or whatever. You know what I mean? I got bills. You know, the kids got soccer. Money's out the window.
I
already bought the car. Yeah. Jeez, I thought I was getting into the future here. That's all. I didn't understand.
What's funny to me is, you know, Elon has been showing himself for this for a long time to me.
Same.
So I never was on like, man, I can't wait to get a Tesla. I'm like, this dude is taking credit for something he ain't do.
At all. Jordan says.
Jordan.
Yo, the Toyota Cybertruck.
For real. You saw it. Like legitimate. It's a Cybertruck, but says Toyota on it. We saw a Cybertruck in the wild yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the guy looked like a Portland white guy that would drive a Prius, not a Cybertruck. And I don't understand the appeal of the Cybertruck, like at all. Mm. Like it just looks like sharp corners that hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand that thing. What are we using it for?
Cool points.
But it looks like a dumpster.
But it looks like a dumpster in the future.
Okay.
That's all it takes. You've been promising me the future for a long time. I don't get flying cars, but I get a driving car that looks like a flying. You see how simple we are?
Oh.
For the men? Yeah. Boom. Is it an attractive truck? Not by any means.
I'm sorry. I read something while you were... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The text says, I want to sell my Tesla, but I don't want to meet the person who will buy it. I think this is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. This week I learned that Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, not only lives in Portland, but had a Tesla with an Elon Sucks decal that she has donated to NPR as part of a boycott.
What? Okay, every part of that is, that was what's on what's on what's.
Michelle!
What do you mean Elvira lives? But of course Elvira lives here. It's like, what do you mean? But of course, you know Elvira, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
She lives.
Craig, that's hilarious.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Jora says, I use a video DJ. Love the sync. Listen, man.
The sync is important. I don't understand.
Here's the thing. Honestly, I'm gonna push back on that, babe. The sync is actually unimportant, which is why people should not be arguing over it. That's the whole thing. It's really...
Oh, so I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What I mean...
Transitions are important.
Yeah, I mean it actually working is important. So like if you need the assistance, then use the assistance. That's it's it. There. I don't understand the snobbery, but I do understand snobbery of different fields, so I will.
Purists.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, all of these same purists that were like, I never used Serato or Serato.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to get hip with the now at some point.
Yeah, especially when record labels aren't making vinyl.
They don't give you vinyl
anymore. What are you going to do? You're going to bring out your book of CDs? Get out of here.
Is that even more ridiculous?
The book CD?
Yeah. Like.
It's a novelty now.
And people,
I've seen it where, so the transition from vinyl to CDs was, you know, you'd burn you'd get the MP3s, burn in the CD, make your own custom CD. So you'd have, like, you build your own crate with the CD.
Okay.
The book of CDs and just go to gig with that with your CDJs. Where it is now is, because we're in this whole vintage, you know, resurgence retro, you bring your CDs in the cases and you bring them like on a display where people can see what you have.
Okay. And that sounds like I'm asking for people to request things.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of like there's your whole situation right there. And it's kind of cool. But as far as the requests are concerned, it's no different than having vinyl. Hey, I can only play what I brought. So. You can kind of chill with sticking your phone in my face. Yes. What I got is what I got. Sorry.
Okay.
We got Brooke early.
Good morning, Brooke.
She said, jumping on early to say, good morning, beautiful fiancés.
Good morning.
You were missed on Monday.
Hope
the fam is okay. Yes.
Thank you. Is there more?
Yes.
Sorry.
P.S. Excuse me. My closest friend cussed out the driver of her Cybertruck when she rolled up next to one and his window happened to be open. Goals.
Okay, first of all, yes. Second, that says coolest.
Coolest? Yes. All right. Yes, my coolest friend. Dyslexia. Cybertruxia.
Cybertruxia.
Whatever you want, you know. Whichever way it works. That is hilarious.
Yeah, the my parents are struggling.
Yeah.
So that means I'm struggling. And
that means we're struggling.
And that means Ambush is struggling.
And that means the team, our fiancés, we're all struggling together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Shout out to everyone that's been checking in behind the scenes, too. Shout out to you, Brooke. Shout out to P-Town. Shout out to everyone that's been, like, just checking in on us. Making sure we're good. Especially our team.
We are not good.
You know,
I don't know what's going on each day.
Life is life, and plus the economy,
and plus, yeah, the aging parents is rough, man, and just not prepared by any stretch of the imagination. You know, like I think I've said this, but both of my grandmas were able to age in their homes. Someone was there with them, and that is where they got to live out the rest of their lives. And you kind of, I have not really spent a lot of time thinking about what that meant for my parents, you know? But man, this sucks. So I'll move forward. What I do want to say is I appreciate everybody for not just abandoning us, because this has been a lot of like, oh, yeah. No show on Monday. Sorry, guys. No show Thursday. Sorry, guys. I don't know how I would have a regular 9-to-5 job right now. Like, I was saying that to my mom yesterday, like that, as we're taking her to a doctor appointment, you know, none of this is normal.
It's not feasible.
This is not normal. Like, I would not be able to do this even at
still working dapper.
The most flexible hours, you know, like it's not feasible. And the stress is extra.
Or said, the struggle is real, all caps.
Bruh.
P-Town, morning.
Good morning, P-Town.
Fantastic Rising's fiance, LOL, that dumb A truck. That's another thing that Twitter of a man can't wait for real future cars.
Man.
PSA, one can write on them cyber trucks with a magnet.
Oh. Thank you.
I did see
tips and tricks, a
video talking about how terrible they are in the snow because of the way the front of the truck is built and where the headlights actually are. They're like under this lip under the front of the truck. Uh-huh. So as you're driving in the snow, like the snow kind of builds up against it and it kind of blocks
the headlights.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you live in a climate that doesn't have snow, you don't have to worry about that. And yeah. I think that's how they address problems.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't sell so. This truck where... Nah, never mind. Sell it. That's such a wild design flaw. It's like there are so many things with the Teslas that I've seen that like, wait, how is that? How do we get past something
right.
to allow that sharp corner to be, you know, it's very, very Doge coded.
Super Doge.
You know?
Super Doge.
Just like running in there and, oh, we better turn all these things off. This is an acronym, so that must mean waste, fraud, and abuse.
Does it fit in the acronym?
That's what acronyms mean to the Doge teenagers. And so they're just like, you should probably turn that off. And then it ends up being like an essential thing
right.
that department needs to run, which nobody has time for a briefing, I guess. There's no like, where's the top person in charge who can tell me how all of this stuff works? They're right. just like, oh, you fired them 3 days ago.
I mean, here's the thing. No one's against efficiency. At least not on this side of things.
Sure.
Not in this studio right here. We're not against efficiency. We are against wanton stupidity and bulls just running amok in the China shop saying, look, I fixed it. Does the government need to be scaled back? Like when the Pentagon gets audited and there's trillions of dollars unaccounted for and we just move on? Yeah, there's some scaling back that needs to happen. Trillion, not billion, trillion.
Wait, say it again.
Unaccounted for. Pentagon audit. I think it happened last fall. Trillion.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Yeah. Unaccounted like, for.
Unaccounted for.
And we don't. And it was just, like 900 and something billion. Like,
yeah.
We don't know where that went.
Do you understand how much money that is?
Yeah, but they know where it went. Right. Also, I mean, it's not like.
For our Defense Department to say back to us, we don't know.
I've seen Venom save the last dance. So
yeah, the money,
I know where the money went.
Yeah. Yeah.
I certainly do. Aliens Underground, guys, if you haven't seen it.
Bruh. So like, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's quite ridiculous. Oh, so very.
Brooke said the changing of roles in the parenting relationship is ridiculously hard and requires processing the grief. And I almost cried reading that. Man, that is a very so true. And like, I don't know, maybe there are a bunch of resources out there that I just didn't realize were happening throughout my growing up years.
Right.
But I just, it all is very everywhere, everything all at once.
Yeah.
How do you even steady yourself?
Where do you start?
Yeah.
Tackling it from. You got another text, that person that said, didn't want to sell the Tesla.
Yeah.
Don't want to meet the person to buy it. I'm writing a screenplay about how Doge stupidly fires everyone from Area 51 and the aliens go free and hilarity is
Please, please. I'm ready. I'm ready for this in any form you're doing it. Any form. Someone picks it up and is like, animated series, I'm in. Broadway play, I'm in. I want this show.
Yeah.
Bob, oh my God.
Bob, photo of a dumpster taken in India, 1968.
That is a Cybertruck.
It's a Cybertruck.
Wait, for real? Like the dumpster had wheels? That is genius. Like big wheels?
It's a Cybertruck.
That's a Cybertruck.
Wow.
Well, not surprising that the genius inventor was like, I went to India once and I remember what those unique dumpsters look like. Wouldn't it be cool if you could drive it?
I always wanted to drive a dumpster.
I always wanted to drive a
now
dumpster.
Now I can sell it to people.
I did see a thing yesterday that was like the raccoons are trying to like break into someone's Cybertruck because they think it's a dumpster and they are trying to like pry the back thing open because it also looks like the top of a dumpster. I don't know how real that is, but it was funny.
That's hilarious. Poor raccoons. They're all confusing.
Oh boy. Well, we're not.
Right? Now, raccoons are confused. Which one?
We're not confused.
No, we're not confused.
And you know why? Daredevil is back.
Mm. Woo. Lord have mercy. All the reviews have been sensational. I'm not surprised. It is a white lit show on the MCU. But it is also fantastic.
I'm reserving all judgment until Foggy Nelson comes back.
Yeah. Yeah. For anyone that hasn't seen it yet.
That oh, that's a spoiler.
But
whoops.
Comes back from the store.
Yep.
Well, he went to the mall in the first episode. Bill Logan is going to come back to the mall. In any event, fantastic television. I am one of these, you know, MCUers. I just wait till I get what I get. You know, I don't do a lot of speculation and pre-complaining or, well, it's not going to be as gritty as it was on Netflix because, you know, Disney. Whatever.
Pre-complaining is pretty great.
Yeah.
That is a wild way to spend your time.
Yeah. There's a whole pre-complaint economy.
Yeah, there is. There really is, though. Yeah. I mean, that is a whole reactor community group or something. Like,
now the responses we're getting is, this is actually a little bit more violent than Netflix.
I'll say what I saw was quite the combat.
Bruh. That was some holy smokes there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy it's back.
It was a great distraction.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Monday night was really hard. And when I got home and you were like, I said, I need to not have to do anything.
Yeah.
And you were like, Daredevil's back.
And you were like, put it on.
Come on, Matt.
Let's go.
Let's go, Murdoch. Show me what's going on.
For anyone that doesn't understand, Morgan has been waiting for this show to come back since it ended.
That and The Punisher. Yeah.
Like, absolutely. What? Rumors of them returning?
But sign I love the shows for different reasons.
It's true.
And I love those shows not for the violent combat.
Right.
Although it's always like, how are you doing that? He just ran up a wall. And then
yeah,
up that person. He ran up a wall and down a person.
Bruh.
For Daredevil, I am definitely it's all about the side quests, you know. I love Foggy Nelson.
Yeah.
He is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then the Punisher is Frank Castle, and we don't really have anything to talk about there, do we? I mean,
it's just all good.
Come on. Whew. Come on. Frank's returning. He's going to be on here.
Yeah.
So
he's on there. He's in this season.
So Matt's always going to get a little extra love from me because I know that the Punisher will show up.
You got to rewatch the second episode. There's something that happens at the end. It's a
Is he already in?
It's a beautiful Punisher Easter egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take the Easter egg.
Yeah.
This text says the people that buy Cybertrucks obviously have the money to do so, whatever. The thing that would send me is when I maybe good money for something and it doesn't work, I'd for sure end up on a freak out compilation on YouTube. Sorry, I cannot put words together this morning. I can't see right now. That is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing not working. I mean, if anyone, and here's the thing, does a car surviving a baseball thrown at the window, is that like a requirement for me to purchase that car? No. But it was a stupid thing to do at your demo.
It's a requirement when you tell me that it's bulletproof and then the ball, it's not ballproof.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not in the market for a bulletproof car, so you'll need to sell me on that feature.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And now you're creating a circumstance in which you have to prove it, and then you can't prove it. So now that makes me question
every single part of the car. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, oh, I'm not buying that. You lied about the windows.
Fam.
I know the brakes work.
Not only did you lie about the windows, you never came back to it.
No.
It wasn't like, and here's the demo where we fixed it and it works now. Like, nope.
You know what, though?
I don't expect windows to be baseball proof. But when you tell me that it is and then it's not, I'm not. No, thank you.
There's something to that, though, where you're like, you just said, and then they moved along.
Yeah.
Right? I can't even blame them for moving along because that's them, as far as the way I can see it just now, it just hit me. This is them really, like, accepting the relationship, accepting the dynamic that exists with consumers and just citizens outright. How many times have we said, and then this thing happened, and people just move on.
Oh, right.
And then this thing happened, and just people move on.
I mean,
it's like it's no big deal, and they just
all the time.
Why? Why would I sit in something when I know my customer base will literally just move on?
Mm.
Why would I sit? Why would I even devise an explanation for it? I know.
Well,
for
maybe
a fact,
devise the bulletproof window. I don't know. Like,
I could just act like I never said it and continue to sell you trucks.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, and now they're all over the place. Crap.
You know what else is all over the place?
What?
DUIs. I don't know if you heard this, but one speaker, Mike Johnson, his chief of staff, got a DUI after leaving the
Trump's address.
Yeah.
Oh,
Live Fest 2025.
Party Hardy Marty.
I think he partied Hardy Marty there because he was leaving and ran into a Capitol Police officer's car.
On his way to buy tickets for Firefest.
Probably. Probably. Oh, he might get comped in. You know, he's the chief of staff for Speaker Johnson. So he probably gets a bunch of free things. Yeah. I just thought it was hilarious that, you know, we're leaving work wasted.
And crashed in the Capitol Police.
Ran into a cruiser.
Oh my gosh. That is too funny. That is some TV sitcom mess.
It really is. I don't know. It's just.
It's like an episode of New Girl. I'm sorry.
All the things. No, I don't know. That is not an episode of New Girl.
You don't think so? Coach pretending to be.
Okay, well, when you add in pretending to be the speaker's chief of staff, sure, I'll give you that.
Also, if I start with Coach, anything could be
happening. Anything could happen. Could be a Winston mess around.
Yeah. You
know? No, yeah. No one knows.
Gone wrong.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I look at it like, what are you doing driving home on that day? You know, like, there are so, like, why are you, if you sat there for Trump's speech, we're just drinking away,
yeah,
playing a drinking game, doing whatever you were doing, right, as a staffer. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing getting in the car and driving off?
I'll tell you what they're doing. They don't make the type of money where they can afford to live back to where they have to live.
I don't know.
In order, like... work at DC. They probably live out in Silver Spring or something. Yeah, and they got, well, I gotta get, yeah, gotta drive it, gotta make it on, gotta make the drive.
I think it's less about money and more about, I'm fine. I'll be fine,
good
dude.
Both, yeah.
I'll be fine, I'll get home.
But you're right, there's a decision to be made. If I'm partying that hard at work.
If I'm not leaving work until midnight and I've been hitting the sauce.
Yeah.
As a person who hits the sauce.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I'm not like.
As a sauce hitter.
As a sauce hitter.
Yeah, we're not driving, bro.
Man, sit it down.
Yeah.
This text says, being bulletproof means nothing given the Cybertruck's tendency to explode for no apparent reason.
Wow.
Also true.
Wow. That was Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Oh, my God.
So much going on. So much to talk about.
Yeah.
So today in local news, we're going to talk about Lake Oswego being told to share for real this time. In national news, make America Gresham assets. That is what MAGA means. I think I can say Gresham.
You can.
I think that's a word that isn't yet banned on.
No.
And did the Passport Bros, Tristan and Andrew Tate, pick the wrong country to hang out in? Because Florida is like, hey, man, we've had our fill of sexual offenders, I guess.
Chillax.
Today.
Chillax, guys.
We're going to talk about those things, I suppose.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I like what I'm seeing in here.
Stuff. Woo! Talk about it.
Yeah.
Give me a musical break.
All right. I am going to hop into Searching by Roy Ayers.
R.I.P.
Yeah, we just lost Roy Ayers yesterday. Was that Angie Stone? Was that last week?
Maybe even this week.
Earlier this week.
Yeah. Gene Hackman was February. Yeah. So last week. Early? I don't
man,
know.
Man.
Coming three.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Music break it is. And we are back. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. All right, let's jump right into this local news. MJ, are you ready?
Ready.
I got to bring you up to date what's happening here in Lake Oswego.
Bring me up to speed.
Yes. In a significant ruling for public access rights, a Clackamas County judge has ordered the city of Lake Oswego to immediately cease enforcing an ordinance that prohibited public access to Oswego Lake through Millennium Plaza Park. The judgment issued on Monday mandates that the city remove physical barriers such as boulders and metal reeds at the park's edge and ensure that public access is both safe and reasonably accessible within 120 days. The legal battle dates back to 2012 when the city passed a controversial ordinance, which led a lawsuit filed by two local residents. Which led to a lawsuit filed by two local residents. The Lake Oswego Corporation, a group of lakeside property owners, supported the city in the case, arguing that the lake should remain largely private. Despite their opposition, the judge ruled that the city cannot enforce the ordinance in Millennium Plaza, but could still apply it to other downtown parks, Hadley Walkway and Sundaleaf Plaza. The city is required to take down any signs declaring the lake private or restricting access and is prohibited from placing new barriers or designing future facilities in a way that could block public access. The ruling marks a major milestone in the case that has spanned over a decade, with the judge's decision underscoring the public's right to access state-owned bodies of water under Oregon's public trust doctrine. Todd Prager, one of the plaintiffs in the case, expressed his satisfaction with the ruling, stating, "I'm thrilled that the public has finally regained access to this unique and important public resource. This is a major milestone in our now 13-year effort to return Oswego Lake back to all Oregonians." However, the Lake Oswego Corporation was quick to voice its concerns in a statement shared with the media. The corporation criticized the ruling, calling it an oversimplified judgment that overlooks practical issues related to implementing the decision. They also hinted at the possibility of appealing the ruling, noting that it could lead to further litigation over lake access. The city of Lake Oswego, in response to the ruling, stated that it would take a deliberate and thoughtful approach to assessing the next steps, and consult with its legal team. The city council is expected to discuss the matter in an upcoming executive session. The case hinges on Oregon's public trust doctrine, which guarantees the public access to bodies of water that existed when Oregon became a state. The Lake Oswego Corporation had argued that Oswego Lake was artificially created and therefore didn't qualify under the doctrine.
Wow.
But the court ruled otherwise, citing the public's right to access the original body of water. While the ruling focuses on Millennium Plaza Park, the legal battle is far from over. The city and Lake Oswego Corporation are still considering their options, including the potential for an appeal. For now, the residents of Lake Oswego and the surrounding areas are celebrating a hard-fought victory in reclaiming. I mean, what does it take to stand in the face of a decision like this, which is wildly unpopular and still wanting to push your point? Like, there are tons of people that are excited to be able to access the lake again. And you're, you know, you want to be that 80s villain.
Well, I mean, I didn't buy a house over here to have the public access the lake in my backyard. Okay.
If they're accessing the lake, they're accessing my backyard. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. And not in my backyard will I have the public.
The public.
Yeah, that's not what I moved out there for.
Hooligans. You know?
Sorry.
No, you're fine. The hooligans, the rabble rousers in my backyard.
Fiancés, talk to me here. Let me know. Is this unreasonable? Because I think it's unreasonable for people to think that they can privatize waterways. But is it unreasonable? Like, if this is, you know, give me the perspective of the person who, you know, thought they were getting away from the public. I don't know.
Right.
I want to know how this makes sense to someone to be able to say, actually, my body of water.
If you really want to look at it.
I feel like there's also a lot better arguments to be made here, since if we're going the villain route, go all the way. Say all the things. Say it with your chest. Like, hey, I don't want to see the people that can't afford to live here. I don't need that noise.
Bruh.
It's poor. That noise is loud. Poor noise.
Do you know how loud the poor are?
Pretty loud. As a poor.
Are you going to put them in the water behind my house? Oh, no. I have to see and hear the poor?
That is pretty crazy. Honestly. How is one to deal with that?
Oh, my gosh.
I just, you know, can someone help?
Bruh.
Oh, thank you. Someone's trying to help me.
What they say?
Rich white people be rich white people. Always trying to own public lands and keep the rebel rousers off their land. Well, dang it.
Thank you, Blobfish.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Good morning.
Been a while.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's where I was sitting. I wanted to know, is there anything that makes that reasonable? I just don't see it. I don't see it. I can't imagine making the argument that like this was actually not a real lake yet until we made it one.
They were like, if you really want to think about it.
So this isn't like a part of that whole deal that you're talking about. That's wild.
Where'd the water come from?
These are the same people that would are, you know, in Mexico trying to privatize water right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, this is my beach. Excuse me? Excuse me? What are you doing?
Tariffs, tariffs, tariffs.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear? This is a quick tangent. I'm more than happy to come right back. Did you hear what happened to Jack Daniels? Up in old Canada?
Canada is not playing. Canada said, we will... buy none of your USA liquor, USA made liquor.
Not only will we not buy it, we're taking it off the shelves.
Gone.
Yeah.
We don't want.
Boxing it back up.
I want to see the Tennessee whiskey party they have or the Jack Daniels party they have where they're like, well, we already have these. Might as well hand them out.
Right.
I don't know. I'm like, super here for this.
Come pick it up at the border.
But also, man.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. I love to see these other leaders be like, oh, so that's how you feel? How about this one? I'm not mad at that. And no, I also never. Am like, yes, talk your best. Like, let's go. And then I'm like, oh, I live here. Right. this is not going to be great for everybody. Yikes. Yikes.
Michelle says, we're in the state where the shore is the people's beach and the public should have access to bodies of water.
Good morning, Michelle. Did I already say good morning, Michelle? I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That.
Absolutely.
Please tell them they are wrong. What?
They're the wrong show? I'm not sure. But yeah.
Is that P-Town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think when I first heard about the whole... Lake Oswego being private, or the lake, Oswego Lake being private. And I was like, that's interesting. wow, y'all let the elite get away with anything out here. This is wild.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah. I was like, but, you know, hey, it's fruit. According to everything else I've heard about Lake Oswego, I guess it's kind of, you know, par for the course.
Little par for the course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
little normal.
Here they are fighting tooth and nail to retain it, no matter how they look.
That's okay. I guess that's where I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
interrupt. Yeah. Go ahead.
But that's what I'm trying to. When I say I don't get it, I don't like help me understand where they're coming from because they don't believe that they're making a mistake, right? Like they don't believe right. that they're saying something bad or, and I don't mean to like give them credit right. like they don't know.
You're
they
not shooting do bail.
Yeah, I'm not shooting them any bail. They do know that this is dastardly. Like they do.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to understand is that whatever the thing is that allows people to like continue on with that mission. Mm-hmm. Like I know that this is actually wrong, but like also still mine.
Right.
Like, like I want to know how they have convinced themselves that this is the right thing to do.
Right.
I guess is where I'm at. Like I do understand that people can be villainous, you know? Like this is the kind of thing where you really like not get off my lawn, you know?
Yeah.
And you're spending so much time on that you have created a committee and there you've got lawyers working on the case and you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, at what point in the getting the no's is it just, are you just like, no, I won't be told no? Is it, I will have my way? What's the happenings?
I think it is that I will have my way situation, you know, like probably the pillar of the way they move and shake throughout life. When you're just, I mean, let's think about it. How used to opposition would you be if every single thing
basically you have went wanted, my way?
Went your way.
Man.
And there's this one thing that's not going your way, and it's like, whoa, slow down. Have I stated what my way is?
Ooh.
Why are we? This
Why
is
am I
weird.
Not getting it?
Why am I not getting it? This is so strange. Okay, so you know what? It's probably my approach. I don't know. You know, the poor you guys. Education. Let me break it down. So I don't want you guys to be able to put your dirty boats in my clean lake
in
behind
my house. Pristine lake.
Right? That makes sense, right? You guys get it. They don't even hear themselves. They don't. They don't even. It's just like, why? How can I? Oh, who do we need to talk to so I can continue to get my way uninterrupted? Jeez.
Oh, man. Fiancés, is this right?
Guys. Oh.
It's pretty not great. pretty not good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nastiness.
Might we have a music break? Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, might we have a music break and
we're jumping to the national news?
Yeah. Why not?
Hey, Matt. R.I.P. Angie Stone.
We did get a text though that said in reference to the what are these people thinking over at
Lake Oswego?
Yeah. You know, they also think they're protecting their children's nest egg. And boy.
Wow. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. You can't have the poors out here bringing down my property value. What are they out there, skinny dipping on a lake?
You know what's funny is your kids were. Like, the entitled children that you're raising, they're doing some wild stuff in that lake, I bet.
Wow. The utter disdain that we have for each other within the same community is just wild. Absolutely wild. One of the things, like, kind of like was, you know, shocking for my transition from, you know, the greater Philadelphia area to out here was watching the white on white violence. I wasn't used
why to, did you say that?
I was not used to seeing white people treat other white people like this. I just wasn't. It floored me. It was like you know you're all white, right? Why? It was like, guys, ambush. Yous guys, wake up.
Yous guys.
This is what classism. This is the caste system. This is what listen. This is how the elite treat any and everyone else. Boom. Here it is. Whoa.
I didn't know that I didn't know until I didn't know.
Until I didn't know. Holy smokes.
Michelle said the highest aspiration of wealth is to be removed from and unaccountable to human society. And again, banger.
Banger. Michelle keeps a loaded clip.
Literally.
She keeps a loaded clip for both Mondays and Thursdays.
That was bars right there.
Yikes.
Okay. So yeah, see, these are the moments that I need these reminders because I definitely know that. And then I'm trying to apply it though. Like I forget it when I'm trying to apply. Why would these people be doing this thing?
Because the moments themselves are no less flabbergasting, right? It's still, you still hit with a haymaker of bewilderment.
Yeah.
Just like, wait, so what's the big deal now? What's the hullabaloo? what's got everybody up in a what's got everybody in an uproar right now? Lake access? Wait, you guys have a lake in your backyard?
I mean, honestly.
You wake up with a lake in your backyard and the complaint is, hey,
people go to it.
Who's accessing that from the other side? Wow.
There are people going to my private lake.
You know why I bought this house?
The private lake.
To share it with the other people that I could afford this house.
And there we go.
Not with you guys. driving in from wherever.
From that dirty city.
That dirty city, that roach-infested Portland. What did she say, Bessie Johnson? City of roaches?
Yes.
And was
yes.
running for the... What was she running for governor, right?
Yes.
City of roaches. Woman. Wow. That is... I mean, you know? Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, Renee.
Oh my word. What a world.
Yeah, indeed.
What a world. Well, how about I don't even know which story to do. And
I was gonna say the Trump and Ukraine.
Well, but I feel like you gotta okay. So I don't remember what day that was. When
they had their face off?
Yeah.
I don't remember what day that was. Did we cover it at all?
No, it was okay. Either, I think it may have happened Monday or something.
All the days are kind
it's of... It's a blur.
Yeah.
Well, whenever we, you know, did that operation show your cards.
Yeah.
And told Zelensky you need to be thankful. Real quick, because I haven't watched a lot of commentary on this, mm-hmm. and I just want to say that how that you need to be more grateful, you need to thank us, how that hit as a Black person in America was yeah. like, this is the sentiment all the time.
It happened last week because they covered it on SNL.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Dang, so that was, okay.
Yeah, it happened sometime last week. They SNL'd it.
So yeah,
that did hit different.
It hit like, yeah, that's exactly how he feels. Yeah. That's exactly how he feels. That's what he's saying. You need to be thankful.
Have you said thank you yet?
Have you said thank you yet? Fam, I started by saying thank you, but I guess you're really used to hearing that, huh? Or so unwilling to listen to what's happening in front of you today that you like
talked over my thank you or
fam just missed it. Yeah. Like JD was like, I know my lines and I'm gonna say my lines no matter what.
This was another, again, reoccurring instance of white on white violence where I was just standing on the sidelines like, wowzers, this is happening in the White House. Y'all are wilding. And I want to be clear, I think we've covered it before a couple of times on this show. I am not one of these, you know, flag waving support Ukraine, primarily because of their leadership. It's similar to what's happening in Israel right now. Do I blame every Israeli citizen? No. Do I blame every Ukrainian citizen? No. But however, Ukrainian leadership has acted in a way that I, as a Black person, cannot rock with. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but when the war started and people were evacuating the Ukraine, they were deprioritizing and prohibiting
Black people
and people from African countries, specifically
African countries.
Yeah, prohibiting them from leaving. It was like, you guys are last in line. They were taking them off of trains.
Yeah.
They were like, no, please. We need to bring all the white Ukrainians forward first, get them out, and then we'll see.
Which is just the order of operations, Ambush. I don't even understand what your problem is, okay?
Get over it.
I mean, there are protocols, okay? You can't do a certain math equation if you don't do it in the right order, huh?
You know what?
So how are we going to unwar this area if we don't get the white Ukrainians out first? I mean, just really, I really want you to think about
They're just solving for X. I'm sorry.
That's it.
That's our. Yeah.
Get yourself together.
Get it together.
We got a text.
It's from Malcolm.
Good morning, Malcolm. It's been so long. I hope you're well. Malcolm says, good morning, DJ Morgan and Ambush.
Wow.
And fiancés. I'd like to state for the record, having moved here from the South, where roaches are abundant, I've yet to see any roaches in Portland. Love y'all. Malcolm. Hard agree.
Malcolm, sir.
They do exist.
Listen. Me and you, same. Mad roaches in the Northeast. We have the vermin. Okay. We got rats the size of cats. We got roaches. We got
rats the size of cats.
Okay.
This is funny.
When I moved out here and I'm visiting with family and they're just like, yeah, just leave the pie on the counter. What are you talking about? Get that thing in the fridge ASAP or it will be demolished with vermin by morning. Leave it on the counter uncovered. What is happening?
Well, no one does that. I mean,
what's a guan? And yeah, you're right. Like, even in like neighborhoods that didn't have like tons of trash all over the place, if you got trees and they're like part of the sidewalk, that whole situation,
yeah,
you got those big cockroaches that come out after the rain. It's just nature for that, you know, that environment, that area. To come out here and not see, like, I'm like, again, counting my blessings. I am not one begging to see any of them. It's not like, I miss lightning bugs. I do not miss flying cockroaches. So, like, it was like, what? Holy smokes. Unbelievable.
This is all very true. Am has definitely been like, I don't understand what you mean by there aren't ants everywhere or roaches everywhere or mice or rats. Like, that's,
yeah.
I'm not understanding how. Yeah.
You can't live with this many trees outside of your house and not expect to have field mice running through the house. That's just what happens.
Yeah, no.
Certain parts of the year, the field mice come in from the cold.
Cannot imagine.
And then, like, my backyard in Darby wasn't, it was a good size.
It was a big backyard.
It was a good, actually. It was okay. I take it back. It was a good size. But,
it was a big backyard.
Yeah. And we had field mice all the time. All the time. Until they had a reason to not come in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You just, that's just part of it.
Nope.
It's like living on a farm.
Well, yeah, but we don't live on a farm.
No.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
No.
But the rats be out.
The rats are the size of cats.
Them rats be. That's one thing. Pacific Northwest, y'all got the rats. Y'all got the coyotes, foxes. What else y'all got? Bobcats?
We do not have bobcats. Okay. We
got,
reel it
you
in.
You got a lynx. You got lynxes running around. You got werewolves, briar wolves, dire wolves.
If we had dire wolves, would anybody be on the radio? Would anybody be listening to the? No. We would all
maybe
be
I'll be
on
out
a tending quest.
To their wolves. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
We will be out tending to their wolves. Yeah. You'd be at the White House with dire wolves. What's good?
I would be. That's
good.
I wouldn't do anything like that. What? What? One of my favorite things is hearing people that were at January 6th. Like, where do you think I was on January 6th? Baby, you are snitching on yourself. I think you might have stormed the Capitol.
Quite possibly.
Quite possibly you stormed the Capitol. Yeah. I don't think you were a Quiznos. Oh, you said it? Oh, and actually, it doesn't matter. You're going to get pardoned. Anyway, just got a text. Thanks for your work. Started listening a while back. I'd like daily action items from you. It'd be a great segment. Okay, we'll just talk about daily action items.
Man.
Sources for the Ukrainian segregated evac. Is that what you want?
Oh.
Sources for that? Because we can absolutely give you that. Okay. And it says, in Florida, we call roaches palmetto bugs, the big ones.
Palmetto bugs.
Palmetto, yikes. Like the fruit?
Yikes. Yikes.
Like the fruit?
Whoa.
Yeah.
They also said there's mountain lions over by Lewis and Clark.
Oh, my word. Are there really? Youcha McGoucha.
Oh my gosh. We're just living outside. Orc is the last frontier. What is happening?
This is really, we're really not though. That's the thing. We continue to encroach on animals' habitats and then we're like, how'd a bobcat get over here? Well,
speaking of encroaching on habitats, I know we didn't even start reading that story yet. The Ritz-Carlton? Have you heard about what's happening?
Yo.
Shout out to the homie Max Smith from We Out Here magazine.
Yo.
I saw the post. So the Ritz-Carlton is going through some issues.
Looks like there could be a foreclosure.
Might be a foreclosure. And it seems like the only thing that's getting traffic is the indoor food pod.
They have an indoor food pod at the Ritz-Carlton?
Apparently there's an indoor food pod situation, and that's getting business, which kind of makes sense because the Ritz-Carlton displaced the existing food pod.
Yeah, which was an attraction.
Yeah.
I would say that was an attraction to the area.
I hate to say
so they so they so wait so they displaced the food pods, but then
I think they did
created some
classy upscale
version on the inside. Mm-hmm. So it probably looks like a food court, and then no one stays there because it's the Ritz-Carlton.
You know what? Just because of your little attitude, I'm going to get us a room.
Okay. Let's see.
February 31st.
Ah! Lovely.
Can't afford that crap?
No! Someone said we're living in Jumanji. That... Palmetto bugs can be more than an inch long and they can fly. Friend?
Yeah. Yeah.
This sounds like Texas.
That's like that's like those flying cockroaches, bro. The first
so
time,
that I think they're the likely the same thing, just getting called a different thing in a different region.
The first time I saw a cockroach fly, it was at me,
and it flew at you.
Yeah, it was it was both horrifying and like I was awestruck at the exact same time.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, you can fly? Oh my God, you're coming in.
It's a spaceship.
Yeah.
The first time I saw one of those big ones that also flies was in Texas when I was living in Dallas. And I used to walk around the block a lot at work. It's a big, big block, right? But getting away from the box office that was on the sidewalk, I'd have to like walk a while. And I was on the phone or looking at my phone or something and looked all the way down and noticed like this. I'm not great with like, oh, that was however many feet away or that's about 2 inches long or whatever. This thing was like, had to be 2.5 inches. Like it was
size of a playing card.
So big. So long. And I was like, what? Well, that can't, it looks exactly like a cockroach, but it couldn't be one. Because
they don't get
because
that big,
it's the size of a dinosaur.
Right.
So then it has to be something else. No, it's just what they look like there.
Sometimes some they're so big, it just looks like a piece of tree bark. Moving,
that's exactly what it looked like.
And it throws you off. And it's like, tree bark doesn't move. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, tree bark does not independently move.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That...
So someone said a lady got eaten by a mountain lion a few years ago. Just a mile off of...
Oh, Zigzag?
Yeah, Nike Trail in Zigzag near Mount Hood. Wow. Oh, off a hike trail in Zigzag. Wow.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Someone said, this tour of bugs is terrible. I'm not a fan.
It's AJ. AJ.
Good morning, boo. Sorry.
Sorry.
Don't know exactly how we got there. But that's fair, and we can definitely move on to a different kind of roach.
That was definitely Bob. Palmetto bugs can be more than an inch long, and they fly, and when you step on them, they stink. Oh.
Well, I never stepped on one.
No.
Luckily.
They're too noisy when you step on them. It's a squish. I don't like it.
Somehow we're still going, and we were supposed to stop.
All right,
so
all right.
We'll actually be done with that conversation. Apologies. Because I do want to talk about... Oh, wait, what was I supposed to do? The Trump story?
Ukraine, yep.
Oh, dang it. No, I don't care.
Where's the one you wanted to talk about? What was it?
Andrew Tate. But we'll see if we get there.
Okay.
If we don't, we don't. The preface I wanted to say was, you know, we saw them do the that clownery. Chicanery.
They jumped them in the White House.
Right. It was a bad episode of Baddies.
Yeah, house meeting.
Yeah. Trump was saying, you don't have the cards. You know, I've never seen anyone talk to an ally this way, let alone like a president and all of those things. And like, this is a fellow president. I think both
right.
share titles and duties or whatever. And his whole, you don't have the cards, while holding back cards is
yeah.
interesting. So they have paused intelligence sharing with the Ukraine. I didn't mean to say that. With Ukraine, raising concerns about the country's ability to defend itself effectively against Russian forces. While the specifics of U.S. intelligence support have remained under wraps, experts agree that it plays a crucial role in Ukraine's military operations, helping to plan attacks and warn of incoming threats like drones and missiles. The vital information gathered through satellite imagery and signal intercepts has enabled Ukraine to make the most of advanced Western weapons, such as the U.S.-made HIMARS launchers and British Storm Shadow missiles. Beyond military strategies, U.S. intelligence has also been key in safeguarding Ukraine's civilians. Early warnings provided by U.S. satellites inform air raid sirens and mobile phone alerts, giving the population a chance to prepare for missile strikes or air attacks. The interruption of this intelligence flow could have catastrophic consequences, especially as Ukraine's supply of advanced defense systems, like the Patriot missiles, are dwindling. European nations have pledged to send some short and medium range systems, although they fall short against Russia's more dangerous hypersonic missiles. This pause in military aid is being used as a diplomatic tool by the U.S. and national security. The national security advisor stated that aid could resume if Ukraine participates in U.S.-led peace talks. And as tensions rise, it's clear that the White House expects Zelensky to make concessions in return for continued support.
Again, as I stated how I felt about Ukrainian leadership earlier, we detoured into vermin and roaches and things of that nature, to which there are some other good texts. But to bring it all the way back, I'm going to tell you right now, had I been Zelensky in that situation, being berated and talked down to, I would have gotten up. Somebody come get this mic off me. And I'm rolling. Especially when it got to the point where dude was like, is this how you're dressing coming to the White House? Like, I'm not, what are we talking about? My country is at war. And your president wants me to sign a mineral agreement.
Right.
Like, your president wants me to sign an agreement that's going to give you guys rights to minerals in my country in order for you to continue. I'm out, fam. Like, yeah. I'm out. And y'all talking crazy to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out.
Who was the dweeb who did that too? Who was like, who's that reporter?
From one of the news agencies that is now, you know, frontline because the Associated Press got kicked out and a couple other news agencies got
Reuters,
kicked out.
Reuters, yeah.
Yeah. One of these.
I mean, I know it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't like a, I know it wasn't a great journalist or whatever, but like, what an interesting is the wrong word. What a silly thing to even ask, especially when you don't have that same energy for a billionaire when a billionaire shows up in a hat, like
hat,
a t-shirt and a hat.
Yeah,
like, and none of that actually matters, you know, in the grand scheme of thing. I get it. Like, all of the little annoying hypocrisies or, you know, decorum things that they try and do are not genuinely like a point to pay attention to. But you do have to pay attention to just how able they are to turn off the things that are supposedly matter.
Right.
Like, this is a thing that I cannot imagine people who take the office seriously, that are like, I respect the power and the of the office or whatever. I can't imagine that those same people get to be the ones that would question another president that way. Like, it wasn't even like a respectful way to ask a question.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Hey man, where's your suit? Like, why don't you wear a suit? And I appreciated, I just wanted to say that I really appreciated his response of like, I'll get in a costume when I'm done with war.
Right.
I'll put on a suit like yours or better, you know, like, who knows?
There isn't a single previous administration that would allow a reporter, a journalist, to ask a foreign leader that without saying, this is the last time this person's in the press corps. Like, that's literally how you end your career. That's how, up until this point, you're going to ask the leader of a foreign nation, shouldn't you have dressed better for this meeting? Like, if we watched that on a sitcom, we'd be like, oh, snap.
Right.
Or a political drama.
And then you got fired.
That person got fired.
Right.
Do you remember the Ukraine incident?
Right.
Yeah. I was like, what? Dog. Mm-mm.
This text says Zelensky needs to come back with that Birdman energy.
Matt. Yes, Matt. Yes. Is we finished or is we done?
Is we finished or is we done? All three of y'all. Okay?
All three of
y'all. All three of y'all. I'm not doing this.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about
he
that.
He really needed to say, is you finished or is you done? Yo, I'm going to laugh at that for the rest of the day. Thank you, Matt. Needed that.
You want to hop into that tape? Oh, we got time?
Yeah. The Florida Attorney General launches criminal investigation into Andrew and Tristan Tate. Florida Attorney General announced Tuesday that his office has opened a criminal investigation into social media influencer Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan after their arrival in the state on February 27th. The Tates, who were previously under travel restrictions in Romania, have been facing serious charges related to human trafficking, sexual exploitation, and organized criminal activity. Hit him with that RICO. Mm. Despite these charges, the brothers have arrived in Florida after Romania lifted the travel ban, although their criminal cases in both Romania and the UK remain active. Uechmeyer confirmed that following a preliminary inquiry, he was directed his office to execute search warrants and issue subpoenas as part of the ongoing investigation. He emphasized that if the Tate's alleged activities violated Florida law, the state would take swift action to hold them accountable. This comes after reports that one of the alleged victims of the Romanian case is an American woman from Florida who accused the brothers of coercing her into working as a webcam model under false pretenses. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also expressed his disapproval of the brothers' arrivals, stressing that Florida would not tolerate that type of behavior that they were accused of. Mm. Quote, Florida is not a place where you're welcome with that type of conduct. Except for if you're Jeffrey Epstein.
Hello.
Or Donald John Trump. Mm. Andrew Tate, in response, condemned the investigation, calling it, quote, absolute communism. Okay? I think we should end the story there.
They just don't even know how to. Okay.
Absolute communism. And accusing authorities of trying to fabricate charges against him. He expressed his disappointment in the U.S. legal system, describing the situation as a sad day for America. Tate also criticized DeSantis for allowing federal authorities to raid former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, calling it a sign of disloyalty. The investigation continues as the Tates face multiple legal challenges in several countries, and Florida officials have pledged to use all available resources to ensure justice is served. Despite the brothers' denial of the charges, advocates for the alleged victims praised Uthmeyer's decision to investigate further, emphasizing the need for accountability in the face of serious accusations.
You know what gets my goat with these types of situations?
Go on.
They want to say that they are being persecuted, not prosecuted. They want to say that,
well, they're right.
They're being targeted by the deep state and the this and also that. Correct. And it's all politically motivated. 8 times out of 6 in these situations, they have incriminated themselves to the point that the things that they're being charged with can no longer be ignored. These are things that are like, we have you on camera, on audio, because you put yourself on social media, in chat rooms,
these are videos on that blogs, you put online.
Right, your live streams. You have offered this evidence of you doing these things, and then it's like, oh, they're just coming after us. It's a conspiracy. What do you want me to do? Like, what do you want me to do?
You keep telling me that you're doing things.
Yeah.
Andrew Tate, there is a video of that man saying, when I grab you by the neck and punch you in the face over and over and over again, you have no choice but to submit. He's talking about a woman.
Right.
Like, These aren't text messages that someone went and found, or a hacker got his emails. Right. You know what I mean? Like, these
this
are
is your content.
That's his content. Like, these are his words. And when he's confronted with his words, he says, I didn't say that, or you took it out of context.
Right.
Nope. Literally nope.
No. Bob said, Andrew Tate has said that he won't sleep with vaccinated women, proving that the vaccine
that
the vaccines do indeed work. You hear that, ladies? If you haven't, get the vax.
And then make sure you say it out loud.
Yeah, keep the incels away.
If he's around you, because
yeah,
he definitely will take. Is the best way that the safest way I can say that on.
Yeah, he will.
On air, he will. A taker.
He's a taker.
Yeah. I don't know why that they got to leave Romania. I don't know what Trump or whoever did anything. Like, mm-hmm. I know they were begging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what happened. But it was pretty interesting to see Ron DeSantis, who we clearly have no love for Ron Zero. DeSantis. There Zero. Is no... Oh, finally, he's come around. We know who you are and what you're about.
What do I look like? Killer Mike? That ain't me.
Ooh.
No.
But Ron DeSantis being like, I learned about them being here from the media. I didn't even know these dudes rolled up in the town, you know?
Sure.
And
sure, Ronnie.
And I don't like it. I don't like this. There's heavy allegations around. If that's in the air, we don't want you here. Like, what?
You don't get to put a foot down here. Not when you back Trump. You don't. You don't. He's literally these guys' uncle when it comes to this. So no, you don't get to say, oh, not the nephew. I'm cool with the uncle, but not the nephews. These nephews are out of hand and don't reflect the type of people we're going to have in Florida. All right, sir?
Well, I mean...
Who are you trying to convince?
I am here for this analogy. I love mm-hmm. it. But it is kind of the, oh, but you guys are too loud with it. You know?
Pipe like down, guys.
Like, the behavior isn't the problem. It's how they're for you know, Ron DeSantis.
No,
it's not the actual behavior. It's the fact that they have the audacity to be loud about it. Like, hey, man, you're going to be a taker. We do that in quiet.
Yeah.
You know, we got to make people work for giving us that title.
Right.
We don't just
turn over the evidence.
Tell everybody that's what we spent the day doing.
Right. Yeah. No.
What I saw was him screaming and yelling on Candace Owens' show. And
who? DeSantis?
No, Andrew Tate saying, like, this is tyranny, you know, because it is. And what is wrong with America? I thought it was getting made great again. And like, yep. Your dude's in office. Your dude's doing the things and the stuff. pretty sure that administration had something to do with that travel ban being lifted for you. Not working out the way you wanted it to, or will work out the way you want it to. I don't know. The last thing we need is more of him yelling, though. I don't need the tape.
I'm going to close our show. Wait.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at Carrick's OY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Halen Wheeler Manzanita Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Shoot me online everywhere at xray.fm. I was going to say, I'm going to close our show with a plea.
Ooh.
To what used to be the super cool alpha white male.
I can't.
Where are you guys? What happened? We are in a situation now where the Elon Musks and the Andrew Tates and the Donald Trumps, you see the trend here? At no point in their history, in their timeline, were they ever the people sitting at the cool tables.
Yeah, never once.
Never once. They didn't make the JV squad. They didn't make varsity. They didn't come off the bench and make the winning whatever, you know, point. They didn't have the cool cars. Oh, they weren't doing all the cool stuff.
Right.
You guys were stuffing them in lockers.
What happened?
And now they are running the country. Running the world, some might say. What happened? Are you guys sitting around in your living rooms watching Delta Force still? Huh? What is going on? Get the wheel. This is stressful.
It is pretty stressful.
Andrew Tate.
Zip's such a cool dude. Such a cool dude.
Where are you guys?
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I am here for the question because I don't. I also don't know what like neutralizes a Andrew Tate. I shout out to all of the content creators and whatnot that are doing their level best to like deprogram these young men who fall into those pipelines.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know how you neutralize the message of ingrained oppression.
You pointed it out to me. Fresh and Fit. They just had a loser con.
They just had a what?
Loser convention.
Oh.
And someone pointed out, it was like, look at all these people and like look at all the guys in this photo right now. Like, this is just a big group of incels. These, whenever you have these situations where it's, we're going to tell you how to get women, we're going to tell you how to look cool, we're going to tell you how to, the people leading these courses do not look like they could tell you any of those things.
It's always the the pickup artist looking dude that looks like a magician.
Looks like a magician. Right. You're the one. And what I'm saying is, where is the Ryan Gosling to walk into that room and be like, hey guys, don't listen to him. Shush.
Yeah.
Shut. Look at me, look at him, and the conference. Everyone go touch grass. All right? Let's just stop it.
I'm with you.
We're in dire straits. All right. So,
Beyonce's, you know, we love you.
That was a very interesting way to end the show.
You know? It's been an interesting show.
It has. We talked about roaches a lot.
Sorry, AJ.
No, she had a really good one. She said, from creature roach to president roach is the newsreel. I expect to see you later on this week, Ambush. Sponsored by Dusty Dated Dems.
Ooh, okay. Marketing manager, I know you ain't got time and I know you don't want to.
You
can't just be throwing these kind of marketing gems out here for us.
This show was made possible by Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Of course, podcast editor Kyle G, Residual Audio.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yay. Thank you all. It was also made possible by you guys in the text messages. Thank you guys for always joining the conversation. Kyle's going to make sure we have all these texts in the episode description. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The playlist for the day is updated. And yeah, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is indeed a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. And we will catch you Monday evening, 6:30 to 8:30 on the YouTubes.
And before I say goodbye, yes, we got one last text that says, Apex Predator Ryan Gosling. Bye!
Hello! Hello! That's what I want!
Bye!